Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we inspire faith, hope, and victory in your daily walk with God. I'm so excited you've tuned in today, because I believe this word will lift your spirit and give you strength for whatever lies ahead. Today's topic is one we all can relate to, and IR's titled, Overcoming Discouragement. Yes, that feeling that sometimes creeps in when life doesn't go as planned, when we've tried, prayed, worked hard, and things still seem slow, silent, or even unfair. But friend, today, I want you to know, discouragement is not the end of your story. Our Bible text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Let me begin with a true story. In his book, Through My Eyes, NFL quarterback Tim Tebow shared a moment from his college football days. He had just lost a major game that everyone expected him to win. He was devastated. The media criticized him, fans doubted him, and even his teammates were discouraged. But instead of giving up, Tebow decided to encourage himself in the Lord. He went back to his room, opened his Bible, and prayed. He wrote, Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, on his eye black for the next game. That verse became his anchor. He came back stronger, led his team to victory, and became one of the most inspiring athletes in history. Now, why am I sharing this? Because like Tim, you too can rise again after a season of discouragement. Let's go back into today's Bible text. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6 says, And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Imagine that David, a mighty warrior, the man after God's heart, found himself in a dark valley. He had lost his family, his possessions, and his own people turned against him. But what did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. Have you ever been there? When you felt like no one understood what you were going through? When it seemed like even those closest to you gave up? What do you do in that moment? Here's the truth. Discouragement is not a sign of weakness. It's a signal to draw strength from God. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, the Bible says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So when life knocks you down, wait on God. He's your strength restorer. Let me ask you again. Are you feeling weary today? Overwhelmed by bills, health challenges, job searches, or unanswered prayers? Here's your encouragement. God has not forgotten you. He's still working behind the scenes, even when you don't see it. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 reminds us, All things work together for good to them that love God. Even this discouragement will work for your good. Take a moment and reflect. What's that one area in your life where you've been tempted to give up? Have you been focusing more on your problems than on God's promises? Reflect on this. What would happen if you chose today to speak life over that situation? David didn't wait for someone to lift him. He encouraged himself in the Lord. You can too. Say this aloud. God is with me. I will rise again. My story is not over. Here's your action point for today. Take 10 minutes today. Yes, just 10 minutes. And write down 3 promises from God's word that encourage you. Read them out loud whenever discouragement whispers. For example, Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Joshua 1 verse 9, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Psalm 34 verse 17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. Let these promises become your personal encouragement toolkit. In conclusion, friends, I want you to know that discouragement doesn't mean defeat. It's just a chapter, not the whole story. Like David, like Tim Tebow, like countless heroes of faith, you too can bounce back. Hold on. God's not done with you yet. As you go today, let's make a bold confession of faith together. Are you ready? Say this loud with me. Today, I rise above every discouragement. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I believe that God is working all things together for my good. My hope is alive, my faith is strong, and I walk in victory every single day. In Jesus' name. Beautiful. You just declared your victory over discouragement. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder today. Thank you for being our strength in times of weakness. Lord, I pray for everyone listening right now. Lift every heavy heart, restore hope, and breathe new courage into their spirit. Let today be a day of renewed strength and joy. Go before them, make every crooked path straight, and fill their day with peace and progress. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a family member who might need encouragement today. And remember, you are a winner every day because Christ lives in you. Until next time, keep shining, keep believing, and keep winning. God bless you richly.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.